Skagway City Government recently opened the application period for its Fruit and Nut Tree Initiative. The program was put in place in 2012 to strengthen the local food supply. It pays residents up to $50 for each tree they plant on their property. Over the last 10 years, 172 fruit and nut trees have been subsidized through the program. Steve Burnham is the borough clerk. He says some species do better than others.
The suggested varieties for Southeast Alaska, there's apples, crab apples, tart cherries, sweet cherries, plums, pears, and hazelnuts, European and American varieties, pine nuts, things like that.
The municipality has issued a guide to help residents choose the right varieties and plant and care properly for the new trees. That is an important part. A volunteer inspector will come check on each tree that has been entered into the program. The inspector reports to the municipality if the tree has been planted. If the tree has been planted incorrectly, the applicant will be notified that something needs to be improved. There are several rules which are listed on the application form. A tree that has died will not qualify for the subsidy. Neither will a tree that is planted to replace a dead tree that was itself subsidized. And trees have to be purchased from a nursery. This means they have to be shipped from out of town. Burnham says trees purchased in Whitehorse might pose a problem.
Yukon Gardens in Whitehorse has them, but you have to talk to the border about whether or not you can bring things back, and they have to be phytosanitary certified to do that. So it's also a larger planning if you're going to get them in Canada.
Burnham says fruit and nut trees can do pretty well in town. The high number of visitors in the summer keeps bears and other wildlife at bay. In the fall, the municipality organizes a harvest week when residents are encouraged to harvest fruits and vegetables on their property, and assistance is offered to those who are unable to harvest from their own trees and gardens.
The idea is to let people know animals are more active as the snow starts coming down the hills, and you should clear your fruit from your trees, or if it's falling from your trees, then it should be cleared from your yard. In the fall, the bears have followed the mountain ash berries into town, and if they find your apples are still on the tree, they may decide they're going to harvest them for you. That's sort of why the municipality sets harvest day up.
Burnham says any extra or spoiled fruits can be disposed of at the municipal compost. It doesn't cost anything. Applications for the tree subsidy have to be turned in by May 26th. The trees have to be planted by June 9th. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePremenil.